By facilitating proper water drainage and decreasing road erosion, well-maintained roadside ditches and surface cross drains protect both the road and the environment.
The location, spacing, and quantity of cross drains depends on road grade, drainage patterns, soil type, and other factors. If erosion is occurring between cross drains, you may need to construct additional ones.
The number of cross drains should always be sufficient to get water off the traveled way before it gains enough volume and velocity to cause erosion. Also, remember as you're planning a job, avoid constructing surface cross drain outlets on erodible soil wherever possible.
Rolling dips capture and divert water off the traveled way through a gradual dip, followed by a bump constructed in the road surface. Rolling drain dips run perpendicular across the traveled way. Of all the earth and cross drain varieties, rolling drain dips require the most time, skill, and money to construct. After planning the work and erecting your traffic control devices and safety signs, begin by removing and temporarily storing any aggregate surfacing from the rolling drain dip location. Scarifying may be needed. Begin cutting downhill, starting at the outlet of the dip where the maximum cut will be made. Raise your mold board to a shallower depth as you move to the inlet side of the dip. Roll the accumulated material into a bump and deposit it on the downgrade side. Multiple passes may be needed. The depth and width of the cut will vary according to the steepness of the road. Compact the soil bump with the greater tire. When you've finished construction, replace the aggregate surfacing you removed earlier. If the rolling drain dip outlets onto erodible soils, protect the ground with riprap or vegetation. Finally, check your work and remove your traffic control devices and safety signs. Like rolling drain dips, interceptor dips divert water off the road by means of an indentation and bump in the traveled way. Unlike rolling drain dips, interceptors are skewed at an angle of 30 to 60 degrees across the traveled way. Interceptor dips are shallow when compared to rolling drain dips. The depth of the cut and the height of the resulting bump are each about 4 inches. The total width of the dip and bump combined is approximately 12 inches. Interceptor dips work well on steeper road grades. The length and angle of interceptors can be varied to effectively capture and divert water from the steepest road grade. When constructing an interceptor dip, the depth of cut is so shallow that it's not necessary to remove the aggregate surfacing from the work area. Position the mold board adjacent to the ditch and make a cut no deeper than 4 inches. As you proceed, cut the dip at approximately a 30 degree angle to the road center line. Then pick up the mold board and back up the grader. Reposition the mold board until the toe is in position to resume cutting, and continue cutting until the dip is completed. As you work, the resulting small berm is placed downhill from the dip and is rolled and compacted with the grader's tires. If the dip outlets onto erodible soils, protect the ground with riprap.
Poor water drainage is a road's worst enemy. It's also one of the worst enemies of a road's natural surroundings. The procedures and devices we've been reviewing are designed to function together with the road surface to ensure the safe dispersal of water into the environment, minimizing soil erosion and stream sedimentation. The failure of any part of this drainage system impacts all the others. By being informed and conscientious in your upkeep of these essential structures,
disturbing the soil only when necessary, and then using a light touch, you preserve the road's integrity and protect driver safety and the health of the forest environment.